In Cambridge, Massachusetts, jury selection begins today in the trial of Paul Shanley. He is the defrocked priest at the center of the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church in Boston. Paul Shanley was once known as a charismatic street priest who would reach out to help troubled kids. He is now being tried for the rape of an altar boy in the 1980s. The case has rapidly shrunk from four accusers to just one. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the move illustrates just how difficult it is to prosecute accused priests.
As survivors of sexual abuse see it, there's a lot more riding on the case against Paul Shanley than just the fate of one 73-year-old defrocked priest. As one of the first to be accused in the scandal that erupted 3 years ago, Shanley has become something of the poster priest for clergy abuse. And it was his case that forced the church to open up hundreds of files exposing some of the most damning and egregious cases of abuse and cover-up.
He represents kind of the worst of the worst of the perpetrator priests. And he simply represents to all of us the justice that we couldn't get.
Anne Hagen-Webb is a psychologist who counsels abuse victims and was abused herself as a young girl. Her abuse was by another priest, but Hagen-Webb says she's got a lot invested in seeing Shanley go to jail.
I woke up this morning and wondered why I was feeling depressed, and I know that some of it is that he may not see justice. He may not end up in a prison. He may walk, and that is very frightening.
Like many, Hagen-Webb has watched the charges in the Shanley case dwindle in recent months. Prosecutors dropped two of their four accusers who had psychiatric problems and some inconsistencies in their stories. The third to be dropped this morning is a homeless man with a drug addiction who broke down after a pretrial hearing and has since disappeared. That leaves just one accuser, a 27-year-old married man formerly in the Air Force, who says he was reading about Shanley in the newspaper a few years ago when he first remembered that he was abused by Shanley in his Newton Parish in the early 80s. Prosecutors say winnowing their case will strengthen it, but former prosecutor Bill Fallon says the shrinking of the case can only hurt.
I think we all acknowledge that a case that had four victims testifying against one person is a lot stronger than three victims, is a lot stronger than two, is a lot stronger than one. I think it's a very hard road. It's a very uphill battle to prove beyond a reasonable doubt and a guilty.
Of the hundreds of priests who've been removed from ministry in recent years, few have been charged, and even fewer have actually gone to trial. In large part, prosecutors' hands have been tied by statutes of limitations. Shanley's case is going forward only because of a loophole in the law that stopped the clock from running when he moved out of state. But prosecutors have also been frustrated by the lack of evidence against pedophile priests. Fallon says sexual assault cases are hard to win anyway, but even more so when they're prosecuted years later.
Most cases like this are going to be tried on a he said basis.
For their part, Shanley's attorneys are expected to mount an aggressive defense attacking the victim's credibility and poking holes in his story, while at the same time challenging the reliability of his recovered memories. Defense attorney Frank Mondano accuses the alleged victim of a, quote, put-up job, motivated by the money he eventually got in a civil settlement with the church. But Mondano, who declined to be interviewed on tape, says he worries that jurors may be tainted by all the allegations against Shanley that have made headlines for several years now. Indeed, other defense attorneys agree Shanley may well be seen as a scapegoat for all the sins of the church.
I think Paul Shanley has been tried and convicted, and now all that remains is a lynching.
Philip Moran is a former prosecutor and now an attorney who's been a vocal defender of the church.
My own opinion is that this case, were by someone by the name of Shane Pauley, and no one ever heard of him, the jury would take 10 minutes to find him not guilty. But unfortunately, I think the jury is going to convict him not on what they hear in court, but what they read in the newspapers.
Because of that prospect, there's still a possibility that Shanley will see it in his interest to work out a plea bargain. On the other hand, there's also still a chance that the one remaining victim will drop out like the others, either because he doesn't want to testify or because he's deemed to be less than credible. Survivors of clergy abuse say it's the ultimate irony and injustice that Shanley's alleged abuse could have so injured his victims that they'd become too fragile or incompetent to help make the case against him. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.